While residents of Louisiana enjoy the cool spring and a relatively mild summer so far, it hasn't been the best situation for the state's sugarcane crop. LSU Ag Center sugarcane specialist Kenneth Gravois said the crop is short for this time of the year.
It's probably one of the coolest, wettest springs that we've had in a long, long time. Crop is late. Crop was off to a very slow start.
Gravois said there's still time for the crop to catch up, and he does expect good yields overall, but not quite the high yields growers have seen in recent years. The cold weather has helped reduce disease problems.
Even though it was a cold winter which hurt spring stands, it did knock down the rust pressure.
Sugarcane acres are down slightly. Gravois estimates that Louisiana has about 400 to 425,000 acres. Last year, farmers grew 475,000 acres. He also said prices are up.
During last fall, the prices were somewhere around the 21-cent range, and this past spring, prices rebounded somewhere into the 24, 25-cent range. So that has growers encouraged again.
The sugarcane industry released a new variety earlier this year. LSU Ag Center sugarcane breeder Michael Pontiff said the variety HO07613 is a little brittle and doesn't yield as well in subsequent years, but it is very sweet.
Number one thing that pushed that variety through was the sugar content. It's one of the highest sugar content to come through the program in a while.
With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.